The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings.
Hi, I'm Price Holdridge, and you're listening to Multiple Sclerosis News Today's audio news. These are today's news highlights, curated by our editorial staff. Visit our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. for more relevant news and patient perspectives. Consonance update shows Ocrevus effectiveness after 1 year. Nearly three of every four participants in the Consonance clinical trial, which is evaluating Ocrevus or ocrelizumab in people with primary or secondary progressive multiple sclerosis, showed no evidence of disease progression after a year of treatment. That's according to new data presented at the American Academy of Neurology 2022 annual meeting, which ran in person April 2nd to 7th in Seattle, Washington, and virtually April 24th to 26th. The presentation was titled, A Multicenter Open-Label Single-Arm Phase 3b Study, Consonance, to Assess the Effectiveness and Safety of Ocrelizumab in Patients with Primary and Secondary Progressive Multiple Sclerosis, Year 1 Interim Analysis. Ocrevus is a B-cell depleting medication developed by Genentech, a member of the Roche Group. It is approved in the U.S. to treat relapsing forms of MS, including clinically isolated syndrome, relapsing remitting MS, or RRMS, and active secondary progressive MS, or SPMS, and also for primary progressive multiple sclerosis, or PPMS. Roche is sponsoring an open-label Phase 3 clinical trial called Consonance that is evaluating the safety and effectiveness of Ocrevus in an estimated 900 people with progressive forms of MS. That's PPMS or SPMS. The trial is actively recruiting participants at more than 130 locations around the world. The presentation covered data for 629 participants, 325 with SPMS, and 304 with PPMS, who were treated with a standard regimen of Ocrevus for 1 year. Researchers assessed the segment of participants with no evidence of disease progression or NEP, defined as no substantial worsening in disability lasting at least 6 months and less than 20% worsening in walking abilities and manual dexterity. NEP is a novel composite endpoint and reflects no evidence of worsening of a person's physical disability, according to a press release from Roche. Results showed that 74.9% of the patients achieved NEP after 1 year on Ocrevus, 78.2% of those with SPMS, and 71.3% of the PPMS patients. The team also assessed the proportion of patients with no evidence of progression or disease activity, or NEPAD, defined as NEP plus no disease relapses and no new or worsening brain lesions. A total of 58.7% achieved NEPAD after 1 year of treatment, including 58.9% of patients with SPMS and 58.4% of those with PPMS. Effectiveness and safety were similar for patients with SPMS and PPMS, suggesting treatment with ocrelizumab over 1 year is associated with low levels of disease progression and activity in both forms of progressive MS, the researchers concluded. Among patients who did experience disease progression, the main drivers of progression were worsening by 20% or more in walking ability, 16% of participants, and or new or enlarging brain lesions, 19% of participants. A separate presentation at AAN assessed cognitive outcomes in the Consonance trial, specifically the Symbol Digit Modalities Test, or SDMT, a general measure of cognitive ability, and the Brief Visuospatial Memory Test Revised, or BVMT-R, which assesses problems with memory and visual spatial reasoning. The presentation was titled, A Multicenter Open-Label Single-Arm Phase 3b Study, Consonance, to Assess Efficacy of Ocrelizumab in Patients with Primary and Secondary Progressive Multiple Sclerosis, 1 year Interim Analysis of Cognition Outcomes. Results showed that after a year on Ocrevus, the average score on the SDMT increased by 10.7%, while the average score on BVMT-R increased by 14.9%. Based on SDMT scores, 34.4% of participants experienced a clinically meaningful improvement in cognition after a year on Ocrevus, while 30% experienced a clinically meaningful worsening in cognition. Cognitive outcomes were generally similar among patients with SPMS or PPMS. At year 1, treatment with ocrelizumab was associated with stable or improved cognitive function in most patients, and observations were similar in patients with SPMS and PPMS, the researchers concluded. We are encouraged by the low levels of disability progression and cognitive decline in Ocrevus-treated patients, seen across the complete spectrum of progressive MS for the first time, since SPMS and PPMS often bring a substantial quality of life burden, said Levi Garraway, MD, PhD, Chief Medical Officer and Head of Global Product Development at Roche. This news article was written by Marissa Wexler, MS, on April 7, 2022. Click the link in the description below to read more on this and other topics of interest on the MS News Today's website. Fall Down, Get Up Again, a column by John Connor, published on April 1, 2022. Old Friends, Broken Chairs, UTI Admissions, and Redemption. The week started with a bang, albeit with a hint of underlying anxiety. Friends and former work colleagues gathered during the first days of spring to chat in my sun-leathered back garden in South London. COVID-19 lateral flow tests had all been passed. Previously, we'd spent years working together on my live stand-up comedy show, The Edge, at London's famed The Comedy Store. The store was the hub that kick-started the whole new comedy tidal wave that swamped British culture. It was like we'd never been severed by COVID-19, my illness, or the show's death. That can be attributed to the kind of shorthand that grows between mates and gets burned into colleagues after years of dealing with odd, in showbiz, exceedingly odd, and fraught situations. The jokes, beer, and coffee flowed like nothing had ever changed. The anxiety was due to the controller on my power wheelchair acting up again. Indeed, I was lucky my chair worked well enough to get me back up the ramp and into the house. The next morning, I pleaded for a technician to come out, but none were available for 5 days. It had only been a couple of weeks since a technician had to strip the electrical parts all the way down and start again. As it was, I've so far been unable to nurse the controller through its very weird, or maybe wired, behavior. It's like dealing with a teenager, Nuff said. And so, on to the redemptions. 4 days later, the chair tech visited. I had managed to plead my way to his arrival a day earlier than expected. He agreed that the problem was caused by a wire that connects the chair's controller to a modem down below. I write this as if I know what's actually going on. I don't, but it was a good guess. He replaced the wire, and I was back in the powered wheelchair business. I called the service company to thank them profusely, and they were gobsmacked. It's usually the other way round, they confessed. That is slagging them off. Expressing praise for people that help us is a must, as they're not exactly well-paid jobs. This has gotten to be a bit like, okay, a lot like, a diary. It's been a testing few weeks. The final redemption is that something I've been swerving around the UK medical system with, a long-term urinary tract infection, or UTI, has finally become medical policy, as described by this iNews headline. Chronic UTI infections. NHS finally recognizes debilitating condition exists in online advice for patients. The article even notes, there are specialists within the UK who are treating for the condition, including an NHS or National Health Service clinic run by the Whittington Hospital in London. I've been a patient there for over a year now. I've been able to research various UTI treatment strategies, which came about outside the normal NHS channels until now, with the help of a very clued-in local MS nurse I had at the time. She's since retired, taking all that knowledge with her. I had even tried phage therapy, an alternative to antibiotics that uses bacterial viruses called phages to treat bacterial infections like UTI. I obtained the phages from a long-term clinic in Tbilisi, Georgia. The treatment was partially successful, but it was also horrendously expensive. To actually get it to work, I would have had to stay in Tbilisi for a good while, which is impracticable given my current level of disability and ongoing geopolitical circumstances. It's weird how health can project into your current affairs. To read more columns from John Connor and our other contributors, go to our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com follow the link in the description below. This is MS News Today's audio news. Subscribe to our channel to never miss an episode. And if you're listening on Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcasts, hit save. Thanks for tuning in.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.